Messiah. He's the president who walks on water, puts his pants on two legs at a time, and can do anything he wants, like kill people in foreign countries with flying robots, and you still suck his cock. All that in one breath. Just like you guys only need one breath to go down and give Obama a blowjob. Swallow his cum and do it all on one breath. Damn, I haven't done this in over a month. Randy, what have we been doing? Fucking off, that's what. So here in Fort Collins, you can scream, shout, cry, whine, whatever the fuck the opening thing I'm supposed to say is. It doesn't matter. I'm a little out of practice, I haven't done this in over a month. Spring came to Fort Collins and it dumped snow all over the place because of global warming. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That's just how I roll. Yeah, here it is, it's spring. It's fucking April and May here in Colorado. We got more snow at the end of April, beginning of May, than we did throughout the entire fucking winter. And I am the Great One himself, and this is stating the obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in and lays the smack it down, drops the people's elbow, the nuclear people's elbow, on statists all around the world. And if any jabronis happen to survive, that's when I call Stone Cold Steve Austin to give them a motherfucking stunner. Wait, what is this? This is May, is it May? January, February, March, April, May. May, yes. This whole day of the week thing fucking kills me. Last weekend before? Some weeks, I have zero fucking track of time. When you work in all these weird industries like photography and theater and shit like I do, and you're working all hours and un-hours and these hours and those hours, you totally fucking lose track of time. One weekend, I was walking around on Sunday thinking it was Saturday until like 10 a.m., and I'm like, God damn it, there went my weekend. Anyhow, May the 14th. 2013. Like, what year is it? I can't even keep up with this. I am the Great One himself. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. We are here. We're hanging out. It's supposed to rain today, if you believe the weather forecast. Got the window open in the studio to let in lots of nice outside ambient noises to aggravate people who are going, your audio doesn't sound very good. Well, but my cock sounds good in your mouth, so shut the fuck up. So we'll hear some bluebirds, maybe, whatever, hear the wind blowing through. Every once in a while we get a nice big wind gust, which is great because I like fresh air. I fucking hate being closed up in a building. Absolutely hate it. We're on the internet, CYNLIBSOC.com. You can send us an email if you want to. You can send us your hate mail. You can send us your love mail. I'm sorry to love. Well, I'll talk about that later. You can send us naked pictures of you if you're attractive. You can send us, you know, money if you want to. Hey, email money, I don't know. God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. We will get that. All right. I have a lot of stuff piled up over here, as normal. That's normal. So it's a bunch of random shit. I'm going to do an episode here, which is basically just a bunch of random shit that I want to get off my chest, you know? Here's April 15th, everybody's favorite day. It's the day when we voluntarily pay our taxes for all the things the government does for us that we really need, which is interesting because if the things we paid taxes for were things we wanted, well, we wouldn't have to be forced to pay taxes, would we? I mean, nobody has to come and force me to spend money on food. Man, I went to the freaking store the other day. They had seafood. It was on 50% off because it was near the expiration date. Have any of you people ever heard of a freezer? My God, Randy, I got like $80. This is no bullshit. $80 of freaking salmon and other fish for $40. It was like, you know you're getting old when shit like that is like the most exciting thing. You know, it used to be I'd go to the grocery store and see a hot chick, and I'd come home and rave about that. Oh man, this chick at the grocery store. I talked to her, she shot me down, but god damn it, her ass was fucking gorgeous. Now I come back from the grocery store. God damn it, dude, fish was on sale. 50% off. I got salmon, man. Yeah, you know you're getting old and fucking loserish when that's the high point of your shopping trip. All right. What the fuck? April 15th, tax day, when we voluntarily pay our taxes for all the wonderful things the government provides for us, like, for example, murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots and killing people for having marijuana. All those great things that our society would collapse. Oh, yes, and of course, the roads. Got to have the roads, right? If no roads, there'd be no fucking society without roads. Because everybody knows that on the eighth day, God created the roads. Because without roads, nothing would ever happen. All right, anyway, I don't know if this has been happening for a while, but this was the first time I noticed it. So when you send the IRS a check with your income taxes to pay them for the money you owe them so that they won't send federal agents to your house to murder you, you have to include the form. Well, you don't have to. It is at this point optional. The form 1040-V. Here comes the train. Which, get this, now for those of you who don't know what this is, because maybe you don't pay because you get a refund or whatever because it comes out, because you know, when you work for yourself, like I do, you always end up paying taxes. The 1040-V is a form you send to the IRS with the check you send to the IRS to tell them you sent them a payment and for how much the payment was for. So wait, you sent them a check. The check has on it a number, let's say $101.50. So then you have to put a form in there that says, I sent you a check, and the check was made out for $101.50. This is government efficiency. This is the people. These are the people. This is the mentality of the organization that you want to control your access to health care. You have to send them a form telling them you sent them a check and tell them how much the check is made out for, even though the amount is written on the check. ...99% of you out there have no idea why that's wrong, and there's nothing I can do to ever help you be anything other than stupid. Speaking of stupid, let's talk about Google for a minute. I love how Google is starting to tie Google search results into more and more Google's own real estate. You know, like if you want to show up on Google, you need to do your Google authorship thing. And if you want to be, you know, things that are going to be factored into determining what comes up at the top of a Google search is going to be how often somebody plus ones your information in Google Plus and all this other stuff. And of course, all the people I know who can't stop sucking Google's cock, because I know a lot of tech people, and I know a lot of these people who, you know, their trinity is Obama, Apple, and Google. Everything Obama does, they worship. Everything Apple does, they worship. You know, never mind that Apple has a patent on round corners and will sue people for having round corners. You know, these same people, of course, hate corporations and freedom, and they love freedom, they hate corporations, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then Google, I mean, these people are in love with Google. These are like these fucking left-wing hippie-type fuckwads. And so Google is tying all of their search results very slowly, but into the use of Google+, which makes a lot of sense because it occurred to me that what they're doing is they're trying to force people to use Google Plus because Google Plus is, of course, a fucking ghost town. I also found the whole Google worshiping thing interesting because all these left-wing 99%er statist hippie fuckwads, you know, who are terrified of corporations and terrified of the agricultural corporations, for example, you know, they're all up about, oh, I want to know what's in my food. And, you know, the corporations are hiding the MSG and hiding the fructose glutamate and hiding the, what is it, the GMOs and all this other stuff. You know, the corporations, they won't tell you what's in your food and blah, blah, blah. And yet these very same people don't mind the fact that everything they see on the internet is filtered through and controlled by Google, because they Google search for everything. Google is, and I think this is, I think I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I think this is exactly what Google's trying to do, right? Because Microsoft, for the most part, owns the desktop environment, and Google very intelligently is targeting the internet. Google wants to become the portal through which the entire internet is accessed. That's why Google wants you to get on Google Plus. They want you to sign in when you get on the internet. They want you to stay signed in so they can track everything you're doing, so that they can sell that information to the corporations that you hate, but also so that they can use the Google Plusing, the Google Plus ones, and also to control Google search results in order to control what people get when they use Google search. And I use Google a lot, of course, because everybody does. It's the one everybody thinks of. But I'm going to start looking at other search engines. I can't use Bing because that's Microsoft. Microsoft can suck my balls also. I just had to reboot my computer to get the microphone to work, right? Hey, Randy? Yeah, fuck yes for technical difficulties. But I think Google is really trying to become the portal through which the entire internet is viewed. And when that happens, Google is, of course, going to control all the information you get. And what's interesting, of course, is that the algorithms by which Google searches work are, of course, completely hidden from public view. And so these same people who are all like, you know, we hate corporations and we want to know what's in our food, have no problem with Google, and they have no problem with Google using unknown algorithms to control what information is presented to you. Speaking of tech, nerdy left-wing hippie boys. I made a little connection in my brain the other day, because I know this one guy, very Star Trek, very much a Trekkie, as opposed to me, I am a Trekker. For those of you who don't know the difference between a Trekkie and a Trekker, like myself, is somebody who knows all the Star Trek episodes, can tell you the titles of about half of them, knows some of the dialogue, can give you some quotes, can give you a rundown and synopsis of all the stories, has a little bit of Star Trek, memorabilia, thingy bobbers, knickknacks, dust collectors is what I call it, because I'm purging my dust collectors. You know, has some Star Trek stuff around the house. A Trekkie is somebody who knows the name of every episode, who can do most of the dialogue, and who, of course, wears their Starfleet uniform to work. So I know this guy. He's a tech guy. He is a Trekkie. I am a Trekker. He's very left-wing. He's into the Trinity. Obama, Apple, Google. And there's other ones like him as well, but he's sort of the biggest one I know the most, know the wellest. But I've noticed something about the really left-wing statist Trekkies. They're all into Next Generation, as opposed to the original series, which everybody knows is the greatest Star Trek series of them all. Why? Because of Captain Kirk. Now, let's leave making fun of William Shatner. Let's leave William Shatner aside for a minute, because even I make fun of Shatner acting. It's a theater thing. You can't help but do it. Spock, where's my ship? Okay. Leaving that aside, because I've had this conversation with him before, and I'm like, blah, 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 you know, you gotta do this. He's like, oh, no, 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 that Prime Directive says such. And I'm like, well, you know, fuck the Prime Directive. He's like, no, you have to obey the Prime Directive. And that, to me, it makes so much sense for these left-wing, statist, Trekkie types and their worship of Picard over Kirk. Because let's look at this. Kirk is an anarcho-capitalist. Picard is a fucking statist. Sit down, watch the episodes. In every Next Generation episode, Picard is like, oh, Prime Directive, you know, we can't violate things. One of my favorite Next Generation Star Trek episodes, which I actually, we watched this in a philosophy class, and we were discussing it, because it illustrates how fucking stupid this entire medicated generation is, because they watch this and they take it seriously. So anyhow, it's the one, and I've talked about it before, where there's two planets, and on the one planet, everybody is addicted to a drug, and on the other planet is the planet that's selling the drug to them, and everybody on the other planet supports selling the drug to them. You know, there's like this total monolithic culture on each planet where every single person has the same opinion, which of course doesn't happen in real life. But the important part is that Picard's running around, oh, we can't interfere. The Prime Directive prevents that. And I thought, that is left-wing statist. Laws, for them, always take priority over everything. Well, we have to obey the law. I mean, the Prime Directive says we can't interfere. We can't disobey the Prime Directive. This is because for Picard, and for those of you who are statist, and the difference here between a left-wing statist and a right-wing statist is, for a right-wing statist, it's God is the thing that cannot be disobeyed, right? God is more important than whatever else. For the left-wing statist, of course, it's government, and governments manifest in the government's laws. So for the left-wing statist, the government, the Prime Directive, must be obeyed. You can't circumvent it. You can't ignore it. You can't break it. The government says Prime Directive. It must be true. You must obey. Picard is a fucking statist because he puts rules in front of people. Kirk, on the other hand, is an ANCAP. Watch any episode of original Star Trek where the Prime Directive comes up and Kirk basically just pulls his fucking, nuts. Those are called nuts. Kirk pulls his nuts out and just teabags the Prime Directive. You know, well, Captain, we cannot interfere in this culture. The Prime Directive says so. Kirk says some shit like, no, Spock, that's only for normally developing cultures. This culture is stagnant. I can do what the fuck I want because I'm Captain Kirk. What are they going to fucking do about it? I'm the most badass motherfucker to ever captain a starship, and I'm going to fucking violate the Prime Directive. Why? Because people are more important than rules. And this is what fucking statists, this is what left-wingers, this is what you 99% motherfuckers don't get. This is why you support Obama murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots. This is why you support the IRS taking money from people by force. This is why you support the government putting people in prison for drugs. This is why you support Guantanamo Bay, which is odd because you used to be against it when Obama was running for election and said he was going to close it down, which he still hasn't done. Apparently, I heard this on the news just recently. When I say that, I mean on internet news. Apparently, there's a hunger strike with some of the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. I thought Obama was going to shut that fucking thing down. That's one of the things you fucking cocksuckers elected him to do. It's still there, right? So when Bush was putting people in Guantanamo Bay, it was bad. When Obama said he was going to shut it down, it was bad. Obama got elected. He said, oh, you know what? We really need this. Oh, yeah, we really need that. You people have no fucking morals of your own. All you do is follow the rules of the government, depending on who happens to be in charge of the government. For you, rules are more important than people. For ANCAPs, for me, for Captain Kirk, people are more important than rules. And that's why you people out there who are not into Star Trek need to get your heads out of your ass, go get the original series on DVD or Netflix it or Hula Hoop it, whatever the fuck that is. Just fucking do it. I'm watching a DVD. You know what else gets me? I'm watching this DVD the other day, and they have these fucking infomercials now that come on at the beginning of DVDs. These ones for, like, the Blu-ray, the Blu-ray experience. And I saw this one the other day. So this bitch comes on the screen, and she's moderately hot. You know, she's like, who would have imagined that 11 years ago, the something, you know, the TV watching experience would be revolutionized? And that's where I hit the fast forward button to get past that shit. But it just, this amazes me because as a capitalist, as an ANCAP, I like money. I like making money. I like providing services. But this corporatism and this consumerism, which those of you who in the 99% can't fucking tell the difference between free market capitalism and corporatism and consumerism, you think they're the same thing because you're stupid. And I understand that. I mean, you're stupid. That's why you're a statist. you know, I look at this shit and I'm like, all I see is, okay, you've taken movies. Because here's the thing. Remember, one time, movies were something you went to a theater, you paid some money, you watched it, you saw it once, you were finished. I mean, like, if you're hardcore, you'd go back, see it a few times. You had cult films, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Star Wars, whatever, that you could show in a theater multiple times. People would pay money to see it over and over. Then, of course, videotapes came out, and everybody thought the movie industry was going to die. I almost said the music industry, because there's a parallel here with DVDs, but CDs, DVD, whatever. Anyhow, you know, everybody thought, oh my God, you know, VHS is going to destroy the movie industry. Yeah, right. So people went out and bought these movies on VHS. And then, of course, along came the DVD, which was, you know, arguably a step up, takes less space, actually costs less money, but of course was sold for more. Just like CDs, when CDs came out, a CD cost less to manufacture than a cassette tape or a vinyl album, but when CDs first came out, CDs were twice the cost of a fucking cassette or a vinyl album, so it's pure profit. So same thing in the movie industry. First, you had to get people to go to the theater to get any money from your movie. Then the video cassette came along, and now you could sell them the shit. They'd watch it at home. And I remember when VHS first came out. God damn, they were expensive. You guys think DVDs are expensive? Let me tell you. No, I remember when VHS tapes first came out. $30, $40 for a movie. It was unreal. So now they're making all the money here. So then DVDs came out, and basically it's like, yes, now we can charge people a lot of money for this thing that costs almost nothing to manufacture, and all the movies they already own on VHS, we can sell those movies to them again. And of course, then Blu-ray comes along. Whoa, it's such a great experience. Look how clear it is. Like, anybody can really fucking tell the difference. Like, the average person watching on their piece of shit TV at home can tell the fucking difference. All I see when I see these Blu-ray commercials is the corporations saying to you consumer fucker 99%ers out there, hey, you know how we dicked you over and got you to pay money for the DVD for this movie? Now we're going to get you to pay us more money to get the Blu-ray for the movie, because this is another way that we can get you to pay us money for the same product, for the same content, over again. And 5 or 6 years from now, there's going to be a new format. It's going to come out, and you dumb fucks are going to be paying money for the same shit all over again. It's like, hey, bitches, just watch it on Netflix. Okay. Wait, what's this? Oh, I had a note here about some really witty comment that I was going to make about Trekkies and Trekkers, and sadly, I don't actually know what it was. So I talked about that, talked about the hippies. Oh my God. It was a good day for statists. Let's talk about Boston. The Boston bomb marathon thingy that I don't hardly know jack fuck about and honestly don't care. The government probably did it because people aren't scared enough. I don't give a shit. Here's all I know. I was working that day because I can't just sit around the house waiting for the welfare check to show up because I don't get a welfare check. Me and a couple of my coworkers had some downtime between gigs. So we sat down, they wanted to turn on the TV, and they were watching the news. And this was when the suspect, this 18, 19-year-old kid, was supposedly hiding in this boat, and maybe he was, because I didn't see till the end. But whatever, the kid is hiding in this boat, and he's injured, and there's cops everywhere, and we're watching this, and my God, it's so reminded me of why I don't watch television and why I don't watch the news, but this was hilarious. It was absolutely fucking hilarious. So there's these cops and SWAT teams all over the place surrounding this house where there's this boat in the backyard. and this kid is supposedly hiding in it. Okay, and so first of all, the news reporter, he's on the screen. He's going crazy because it's this little local news reporter probably. This is like his big primetime chance, and he knows it. He's on here talking, and they're saying all this stuff, and they're just talking for no reason other than to hear the sound of their own voices. Oh! Before I forget, let me throw this in. I watched a YouTube video. I don't remember who it was by, but the guy was basically saying, look, the Boston bombing thing is a false flag, and we're being lied to, and here's why. Because first the news reporters came on and they said A, and then later they came on and they said B, and then here the reporters came on and said C, but then later they came on and said D, which contradicts C, and B contradicts A. So basically saying, I know this is fake, or I know this is set up, whatever, because the news reporters were saying things that contradicted stuff they said earlier, and thus this is a conspiracy. Now look, I'm not saying the government didn't have anything to do with this, but here's what I want to say. Whenever somebody comes up to me and says, well, you know, yesterday the media said that this kid was 18 years old, and today they're saying he's 19 years old. It must be a government conspiracy. No. The reason that's happening isn't because the media is covering something up. It's happening because the media is stupid. Okay? When you get a reporter in front of a camera, they have to talk. I mean, this is what they have to do, right? It's like when I turn on the microphone here, I start talking. If I just stood here and said nothing, while that would make a lot of people happy, there's not much fucking point in me hooking up the microphone, you know, and us firing up the software and Randy sitting in there writing me messages on the whiteboard to try to keep me on track and me standing here talking, right? There's no point. So when the reporter is in front of the fucking camera, they have to talk. And if they don't know what they're talking about, they're going to make shit up. The reason they said shit yesterday, which is contradicted by the stuff they're saying today, is because yesterday they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. And today they still don't know what the fucking they're talking about, but they're guessing, okay? When the media tells you different shit on different days, it's not because it's a fucking conspiracy. It's because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're just talking to fill the airspace. So anyhow, this idiot reporter's on there, and they're just the shit that was coming out of his mouth. My favorite thing was at one point he said something to the effect of, yes, we heard 12 gunshots that all came from the same caliber weapon. And I'm thinking to myself, really, you learned that in journalism school. You learned how to distinguish different caliber weapons by the sound of their gunshots. And so when you hear 12 gunshots in the distance, you're knowledgeable enough to know that they all came from the same caliber weapon? Really? You're a fucking weapons expert now. The other thing that killed me is we're watching this and they show a picture of the bomb squad, right? And so there's all this panic that this 18-year-old kid is going to have bombs attached to himself and he's going to blow things up. So the bomb squad was there and the reporter says, and that's the bomb squad, and they're staying far away from the action or something like that. And I'm thinking, there you go. There is the fucking government. We're the bomb squad. We're here in case there's a bomb. So the bomb might be over there. So we're going to stay way the fuck over here because this whole incident illustrated what you fucking 99%ers are too stupid to understand, is that the police are certainly not there to protect you, and the police are not there to catch criminals, okay? The police are there to make money and protect themselves. There's these cops with guns all over the fucking place, and they're all fucking terrified to just walk up to the goddamn boat, open up the tarp, reach in and grab the kid. Why? Because their number one fucking priority is their own personal fucking safety. And am I calling the fucking Boston cops fucking cowards? Yes, I'm calling them cowards. The whole time we're sitting there watching this, I was just like, why doesn't one of you fucking militaristic pigs just fucking grab your tiny little nutsack, walk up to the goddamn boat, and pull the kid out? Well, he might have a bomb. Well, yeah, he might. I might have a bomb. Obama might have a bomb. Snow White might have a bomb. George Bush might have a bomb. Everybody on the fucking planet Earth might have a bomb. So fucking what? Right? Rodney King might have had a bomb. Anybody might have a bomb. Grab your fucking nuts. All of this shit was just for show, to get on TV, to terrorize the public, to make people feel scared. You know, if there's any part of this that's just definitively a quote-unquote government conspiracy, it was this part. It was the part where the cops make this giant show out of this and turn it into this terror fest in order to frighten everybody, to remind people how much we need the police to protect us. Because, oh, without the police, there'd be 18-year-old kids with bombs running around blowing everything up. And so we've got to have SWAT teams, and we've got to have bomb squads that don't go anywhere near where the bomb might be. And we got to have the cops and the blockades, and you got to stay in your home and don't come out. Because, oh, you got to be so fucking afraid. God, I wish I'd have fucking been there. I swear to God, I would have fucking got out of my house, went over there, walked up to the fucking boat, and just personally dragged it. And he might have had a bomb. Fucking pussies. Fucking police are self-centered fucking cowards. If this kid's really that fucking dangerous, then you need to go get him now, not later. What else was there that happened on this great day for statist? Oh, and then I remember it was the same day or a similar day, a close day, a similar day. It was another day that had sunlight. It was a similar day to that one. There was another day right around there where the fertilizer plant down in Texas blew up. Gee, we're already trying to make fertilizer illegal because it can be used as a bomb. I mean, that's, you know, a big fucking terrorist watch list thing is if you buy fertilizer. So the fertilizer plant blowing up will be great because that'll help to foment more laws to make fertilizer illegal. So then you have the Boston bomb. What do I got here? I'm looking at my list. We got the cops standing around doing nothing while this supposed dangerous 18-year-old kid with a bomb is at large. I kept wondering, too, how they know it's him. You know, we have the heat thing, which I can believe that. I mean, I've used this technology in the military. It does exist. But my question was, how do you know it's not a bunch of... God, I can't talk. Oh, this is what happens when I start having fun. All right, take a breath. Gotta visualize my happy place. Okay, visualizing my happy place. Yes, I'm in the locker room with the CSU women's volleyball team. They're all coming out of the shower naked. Yes. Oh, happy place. All right, so... There's all these cops standing around doing nothing while this dangerous criminal. So how did they know the heat signature in that boat wasn't like a fucking couple of raccoons or something? You know, I mean, this is what I was waiting for, was for them or some teenager who'd like run away from home and was going to show his mom and dad. You know, I kept waiting for this big reveal where they'd pop the tarp off the boat when one of them finally located his nutsack. And it wouldn't be the kid, and I was going to laugh my ass off. Oh, and the fucking reporter, he was a good little statist. Oh my God, this guy was like the best fucking government servant ever. Because they kept saying, yes, the reason the police know that the kid is in this boat is because the woman who lives there noticed that the ladder had been moved over next to the boat. And she saw something and she said something. Because, you know, the whole see something, say something campaign, Big Brother's watching you thing, tell on your neighbors, you know, report other people, be a spy for the government, tell Obama if somebody's saying something fishy about Obamacare. This whole reporting your neighbors, you know, like the like Nazi Germany and like Soviet Russia, where you turn other people in for thinking thoughts that are not approved of by the government and doing things that look suspicious. Everybody's suspicious, and if you see something, you gotta say something. The fucking reporter kept saying, the woman saw something and she said something. Oh my God, he served the state that day. He just got on his knees and took Obama's cock right in his mouth. Not only did he suck Obama's cock and swallow the cum, but I guarantee you he was fondling Obama's balls at the same time. It was just so fucking sickening to listen to this little cocksucker. Also notice I saw this cop car there that said transit police on it and canine unit. I wasn't aware that transit police needed canine units. But then again, it's probably like for drug sniffing, for searching for bombs and all this other shit. You want to go get on the fucking bus. What, you have to be searched by a goddamn dog or something? Canine transit police? Oh, and of course the reporters kept talking about flashbangs. Oh yes! God, I'm glad I made notes. The other part where the reporters kept endlessly telling us what a flashbang is, because of course they can differentiate weapons fire from a distance based on the sound and know what caliber weapon it is because they're weapons experts. But they kept talking about how the police were going to, I'm unclear because I don't care, but basically the police were going to, or actually had, lobbed flashbang grenades at the boat because the kid's in there. And it's like, okay, dude, I've been in the military, I've used a fucking flashbang. If I'm in a boat with a tarp over it and you throw a flashbang next to the boat, okay, I'm not going to see the flash. And the bang's not going to be all that loud because there's a boat between me and the bang. I mean, it's still going to be loud, but flashbangs work pretty much effectively only when you throw them in the same compartment space as the person you're trying to affect. It's like if you're in the bedroom and I throw a flashbang in the kitchen, you're not really going to give a fuck. And they couldn't shut the fuck up about the flashbangs. Let's see, shots from the same caliber gun, I got that. Yes, bomb squad, the quote was, quote, far away from the scene is where the bomb squad was located. Oh, and then they're showing pictures of the suspect. One of the suspects, the older guy, they're showing pictures of the older guy. Here it is. Okay, here is the fucking intelligence of the people that you 99%ers get your news from. They're showing pictures of the guy. It's going like this slideshow. And this picture comes up of the guy. He's on the left, and there's this chick on the right, and they're in the gym. And the reporter says, yeah, blah, blah. And he's the guy on the left. And I'm like, as opposed to the woman on the right might be the guy you're talking about. I mean, can you people really not distinguish for yourself in a picture of a man and a woman, and the reporter's talking about the man? Do you people really need to be told that the man in the picture is the man on the left as opposed to the woman on the right because you can't fucking tell the difference between a man and a woman? I mean, are you really that stupid? And I think you are. And I think the journalists are that stupid also. Remembering, of course, that journalists come like school teachers come from the bottom 20% on average of college graduates when it comes to GPAs. But throw those notes away. That just cracked me up. He's the man on the left. Gee, fucking hell. On the subject of how stupid you people are, I talked about the Guantanamo hunger strike already. Got that one? Yes. Understand how stupid you people are. Here's another thing about you stupid motherfucking 99%ers that I absolutely can't stand. When I go to the public library and I see all the computers in there and I walk past them and I look at the screens, because I'm not invading your privacy, you don't have any privacy. You know what amazes me is like 50% of these people are on those things playing computer games. And you stay to say, well, we have to have public libraries. They have to be funded by taxes, because otherwise there won't be libraries. And how will people access this information? You know what? If you buy your own computer and you're playing games, I'm cool with that. If you're in the cafe, what do you call it? Coffee house. Blah. Thanks, Randy. If you're in the coffee house using their computer, you're playing games, whatever. But you know what? Granted, I shouldn't be paying taxes in the first place because taxes are theft, but when you steal my fucking money in the form of taxes and then use it to buy computers in the public library for fucking people to go in there and play computer games on, that shit pisses me the fuck off. It's like, these people are not in here accessing important information. They're not in here educating themselves. They're not in here trying to get a fucking job because they get welfare checks from Obama. They're in there in the fucking public library funded by my fucking tax money taken from me by theft under the threat of death so that they can fucking sit in there and play computer games. I would probably rather see them downloading porn than playing computer games, in all fucking honesty. At least porn has some redeeming value. You can learn some new moves. I mean, some of those moves can't actually be done in real life. And some of those things, I swear to God, are CGI. Speaking of that, wearable technology. I was listening to the Marketing Over Coffee podcast, which I highly recommend if you're interested in technology or marketing. And they were talking about wearable technology coming up, like the Google glasses that you wear this and it Google feeds. Oh my God, it was fucking painful. The movie VHS, which I heard so much about, was supposed to be so great. Oh my God, it was an unwatchable piece of shit. I fucking fast forwarded almost through the entire movie. I stopped at a couple of points where shit was happening, but oh fucking hell, I went on Netflix and gave that motherfucker one star. Jesus Christ, it was bad. I have used a VHS tape to record things. VHS, you know, because in the movie, first of all, the camera was never fucking still. And I don't mean bouncing a little bit. I'm talking about shaking all over the fucking place. And then it kept getting all of this. None of you who are under 30 know what tracking is. But all these, like, the tracking errors and stuff and glitches. But I have used VHS tapes to record stuff. The quality is nowhere near as bad as the quality in this movie, which, of course, the movie had bad quality, you know, artificially introduced in a desperate attempt to cover up for the fact that the fucking people making the film had shitty effects, had shitty actors, had a shitty plot, had a shitty story. So if you could actually fucking clearly see what was going on, it would have sucked. So instead, they shook the camera around and added in all these effects that made the movie really suck. So anyhow, VHS completely fucking unwatchable. Now, Randy, how the fuck did I get on that, and what was I supposed to be talking about? I did computer games at the library. I did porn. Oh! Marketing over coffee and wearable technology and Google glasses. The glasses that you put them on and they record everything you see. So anyhow, the marketing over... I know there's a point to this story. I'm going to find it any minute now. The marketing over coffee guys were talking about how as soon as they become affordable and open to everybody, the Google glasses... Hold on.
Hold it.
Nope. Okay, never mind. For those of you wondering what that was a hot chick walking by the window. I had to look, and she actually was not a hot chick, but she might have been, so I had to check. Speaking of porn... Okay, marketing over coffee, guys talking about Google glasses and about how as soon as they become available to the public and affordable, these will instantly be integrated into the porn industry and what sort of interesting things can be done with that. So anyhow, has nothing to do with statism or ANCAPism or people playing computer games at the library, but it does have to do with porn, and porn is always a topic for discussion here at Stating the Obvious. All right. What else is on my list? Predictions. I need to add... Ah, shit. Randy, why'd you let me throw my notes away? I need that for the fucking show notes. Okay, got that. Hang on. Is that really all I talked about? No, it's not. Where'd that other sheet go? There it is. All right. I blame Randy, because it's always the woman's fault, right? Like Jimmy Buffett says. Yes? Uh-huh. Okay. I've been told to get my ass back on track. Wind is picking up, too. I love it, man. I want some rain. Whoa, what's today? Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Yes. Okay, thanks. Fuck. He said, I can't keep track of what day it is. I got shit to do later today. All right. God damn it. Prediction time. Because this came up in conversation. I was going to get this out here. Another prediction. RFID implants in people. In case I haven't made this prediction already. Because we were talking about cash. So here's the deal. Within 20 years, RFID implants for people will be available. You will put that in your body. It will contain your medical information, your personal information, and your financial information. Instead of paying for things with a credit card or with cash, you're just going to scan your RFID. And of course, the government's going to love this because, as I've said before, the government has to eliminate cash because cash cannot be tracked and you can't pay taxes on cash transactions unless you're stupid enough to report them. So the government is going to do everything they can to eliminate cash so that they can tax every fucking transaction that happens in your life. And the RFID things are going to make that even easier because eventually there'll come a point where you won't even need to do an income tax form. It'll be like the Cyprus effect, for one thing, where they came along and just take X amount of money out of everybody's banks in Cyprus. That was fucking awesome. That's coming to America. But, you know, you'll just go to the IRS, they'll scan your RFID, they'll see exactly where all your money has come from and gone, and they'll automatically, and the computer will just instantly figure out how much taxes you owe, and they'll just zap it right off the chip. I mean, this is going to be the happiest thing in the fucking world for the state. And I will further predict that within 40 years, and possibly significantly, much less, the RFIDs will be implanted in people at birth, totally against their will, and it will, of course, be illegal to actually remove the RFID. The final thing I need to say on that little train of thought is YouTube commenters. The discussion has come up here, there, and a couple of other places about, for example, people who reply on Twitter versus people who reply and comment on Facebook versus replying and comment on Google+ versus replying and commenting on YouTube, and about how those who reply and comment on YouTube are overall the dumbest, you know, lowest intelligence, usually just trolling for a fight, blah, blah, blah. And the question was, why is this so? And I think the answer is pretty self-evident. If you look at what people do when they're not around a computer, right? There are some people who create art. There are some people who write books. There are some people who climb mountains. There are some people who, build houses. There are some people who read books. And then there are some people who watch TV. And so when you look at all the things people can be doing, you know, some people play sports, some people drink beer with their friends, whatever. Of all the things that people could do when they're not around technology, watching television is the one that requires the least amount of intelligence and is the most attractive to people who have no fucking social life, have no friends, have no passions, have no creativity, have no ability to make, create, invent. And so when you look at the online world, the things you could be doing on the internet, creating videos, writing blog posts, you know, doing research, all this other stuff, the thing most like sitting around watching television is, of course, watching videos on YouTube and mouthing off about your opinion. So it's just like when I used to work for a company that we called people and we conducted the political polls, I mean, the people that we would talk to were, of course, people who were dumb enough to answer the cell phone when they get a phone number they don't recognize, and people who don't have anything to do other than spend 10 minutes on the phone with me telling me who they like better, Obama or Romney or whatever. You know, and people who, old people, so many of them were just old people who were just desperate for somebody to talk to because they had no fucking friends, okay? When you look at the people, for the most part, not all of, not for those of you who are stupid, I'm not saying every person who has ever left a comment on YouTube falls into this category. I know I have to make this disclaimer for those of you out there who are fucking 99%ers and can't grasp anything in your tiny little fucking brains other than conflict duality. Okay, but if you look at the overall arc of comments on YouTube, most of the people commenting on YouTube are people who would spend most of their free time watching television. These are people that have no friends, they have no interest, they have no hobbies, they have no creativity, they have no passions, they have no intelligence. They're not on the internet researching shit. They're not on the internet creating things. They're not on the internet learning things. They're just on there passively sitting there staring at YouTube videos all day. And then making little troll-like comments because they're so desperate for attention. I mean, even like on my Cynical Libertarian Society YouTube channel, which, by the way, if you subscribe to the podcast, RSS it, or do it through Stitcher, that's where you'll get the podcast soonest because my YouTube channel is always way behind. You know, the YouTube channel is just kind of there for me as another way to get these out and get the message out, whatever. But it's like, when I got a few negative comments here and there, shocking, I know. I get very few comments, period, which is fine because I'm not going to do it. Because the point is, I in the past have occasionally responded to a negative comment. It's like, now I've just given up. It's like, because I just don't care because I have other shit to do with my life. And I've gotten a couple of positive comments. I always try to say something back to people who say something positive, you know, a little thank you. And, you know, because getting a positive comment on YouTube, which is, of course, controlled primarily by statist 99% or dumb fucks, is always hard to do. But the people who are sitting around all day commenting on YouTube are just the fucking dumbest people in our society. And so when other people, people commented on my YouTube video and their comments were really stupid. What did you expect? The average person who sits around on YouTube making comments is a moron. Have I commented on YouTube videos? Of course. Do smart people comment on YouTube videos? Of course. I'm not saying everybody, but most of the people doing this are dumber than shit. Just deal with it. So I don't have time. Whoop. Great. Between dropping stuff and bumping into the microphone, I am on a roll here. What do I want to do next? Oh! You know how in the last couple of episodes I've been going nuts about birth control and about how, you know, vasectomies for men as opposed to birth control pills for women are the way to go. If you missed all of that whole discussion, then just go back and fucking listen to it because we're about to run out of time. But I was just reminded recently of another take on this. Somebody reminded me that estrogen is being found in rivers, like huge doses of estrogen. Estrogen in the rivers does not only come from birth control pills. Estrogen, oddly enough, is found in a whole slew of medications that you dumb fucking statists who hate corporations pump down your bodies on a daily basis. But all of this estrogen is going into the environment, polluting the rivers, fucking up the fish, fucking up their breeding cycles. And hey, where are the goddamn left-wing statist environmentalist wackos on this? Why aren't they, why is it that vasectomies for men not paid for by Obamacare? Birth control pills for women, which pollute the environment with estrogen, paid for by Obamacare. Where are the fucking tree huggers? Oh, that's right. They're busy sucking Obama's cock. It's hard to care about the environment when you got Obama's nutsack in your mouth, isn't it? I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right. And you know how I'm always right? You know how I manage to be always right? I just keep Obama's nutsack out of my mouth. It's not that fucking hard.